أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, this is really a great honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the success to sit down and study and teach the Holy Quran. For the hadith said, the best of you are the ones that they taught the Quran and studied it. Subhanallah. As related to the hadith, it is surrounded the best of the best by these two. So, Alhamdulillah, it is really a blessing, tawfiq, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us to do that. I do pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to finish up the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, as it said, now some people relate the ayats of the Holy Quran as being 6,000 to 300, and some are very specific and they say it is 6,666. Beautiful number to remember. The rest, right or wrong, at least it is the Holy Quran. Where you put the ayah is whoever they have put it at that time. The Holy Quran is the living miracle, as we have reiterated and mentioned many, many times. By saying a living miracle, I mean we have two different types of miracles. One is that we call it a dead miracle. The dead miracle is a miracle that came, was used for that specific time. The period has gone, and that miracle is gone with it. For instance, the lame that Jesus, peace be upon him, had cured, or the deaf and dumb that he had healed, or even the person that he had raised from the dead. He was dead and he raised them back. Where are they today? It is a bunch of words in history books. Same thing. I mean, we don't say our Rasul or our Imams did not do that, but these miracles are gone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had performed many, many, many miracles. That they came, they went, including, as they say, the shaqq al-qamar, the moon becoming split. Where is it today? It is written. But the Holy Quran is a living miracle, is right between us. It is related to Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, as saying, فَإِنَّهُ بَحْرٌ لَا يُنزَفْ. Such a beautiful word coming out of our Grand Master, peace be upon him. It's related to him as saying, it is a very, very, very deep ocean. All that you want is right there. Beauty, strength, knowledge, treasures, richness, health, you name it. It is down there. فَإِنَّهُ بَحْرٌ لَا يُنزَفْ. ظَاهِرُهُ أَنِيقٌ. The outlook, when you look at the Holy Quran, when you look at the words, it is so beautiful. It is so nice. ظَاهِرُهُ أَنِيقٌ وَبَاطِنُهُ عَمِيقٌ. When you dig in, as you dig in, you realize that it is deeper and deeper and deeper. لَا تُحْصَى عَجَائِبُهُ. If you sit down and try your best and you spend lifetimes in order to calculate the beauty that comes out of it, you cannot. وَلَا تُبْلَى غَرَائِبُهُ. Even the strange things that comes out of it will not be old. It is always fresh. It is always new. SubhanAllah, truly tested. The Holy Quran, when we read it, we really should read it not with the closed mind. We have to know that this is the Holy Quran, many dimensions will come out. Ya subhanallah. You read it from one scholar. Of course, I'm saying that scholars, that they know how to make tafsir al-Quran. You go to one of them, you see that in today he'll reveal a dimension of that sentence. 10 years later, or another person, he brings another dimension. So do not anchor saying, this is right and that's it. No more. One of the most amazing things, which I really, I think it's a surprising issue, is the issue of غُلِبَتْ الرُّومِ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. 1,400 years ago, people grasped the meaning in one way. Today, with the new discoveries, with the new technology, with the new knowledge of the earth, the mufassirin, the ones that they make the exegesis of the Holy Quran, they give a different dimension. So they say, fi adna al-ard. At that time, they were saying the land that's close versus not too far, or the land was far from us. Today, saying no, it is the land that is the lowest on the face of the earth. Dunu, from lowest. And as everybody knows, I think, as they say, it's about almost 300 some odd feet below the sea level, that part of the earth. Subhanallah, it got discovered. Another issue, when we read the Holy Quran, we always have to understand, because the Holy Quran is so deep, because of the Holy Quran has so many different dimensions, we have to rely on the hadiths from Ahlul Bayt. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said in his last speech, إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمْ الثَّقْلَيْنِ وَالثَّقَلَيْنِ كِتَابَ اللَّهُ وَعِتْرَتِي لَنْ يَفْتَرِقَ. And he did to his fingers like this. These two should not be taken apart. If you take these two apart, you have done injustice. And you have let Islam into perdition, into death and destruction. Look at us today. Is it because we are very little? Is it because we have a small number of Muslims? No. But subhanAllah, with 1.5 billion Muslims around that, we are weak, unfortunately. So, we should read the Holy Quran, and always bearing in mind the teachers. Who are the teachers of this Holy Quran? They are Ahlul Bayt. Peace be upon them. So, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will begin Surah Al-Fatiha. And we go verse by verse. Maybe we skip a surah here and there. And at the end, inshaAllah ta'ala, with your help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this a continuous charity for our lives, for the future. Put them together in a CD or something, and inshallah it will be a tafsir of the Holy Quran in English, inshallah. Ta'ala. The Holy Quran also must be read with its beautiful Arabic language eloquence. A translation is always a translation. A translation is only to the power of the person who is translating it. So he gives it to you that much. Look at the history. Many people even made tafsir of the Holy Quran. Give them a little time, you will see the Holy Quran will top even the tafsir. Will become even higher than tafsir. Just look at the history. Look how many books of tafsir we have today. Go around. You will see. You see, the Holy Quran is still there with its beautiful eloquence, and even the explanations, seems like the explanations is becoming, seems like it's becoming out of date. Of course, I don't think they're out of date. I think it's just more dimensions got found out. that dimension was known to some people, so people concentrate on the new dimensions. So, our tafsir, inshallah, is not that deep. Our tafsir is the explanation and showing some of the beauties that we see in every verse, inshallah ta'ala. Mind you, the Surah Al-Fatiha has many names. Among them is Al-Fatiha. Among them is As-Sab'ul Mathani, in which it means the opening or the seven twos. Sab'ul Mathani. Al-Fatiha, because it is recommended that we would read that for the opening of everything, and inshallah we'll read that real quick, so it will bless our session inshallah ta'ala and bless our beginning. It's called Al-Fawatih. Among them is Surah Al-Fatiha, which is recommended to read. Ar-Rahman is another one. When you begin something, you start something, you bless it with Al-Fatiha or Ar-Rahman or, you know, other verses. It is conventionally known, customary known, that at the beginning of any session, usually people read the Holy Quran. And inshallah ta'ala, all of us, let's read Al-Fatiha for its blessings, inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malik yawm al-deen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wal-dhaalleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Although, also, when you read the Holy Quran, you see that in general, as if the Holy Quran had came and it talks to the people according to their understanding. Some people, they only read it. Ya subhanAllah. And that's how much they get out of it. It is a blessing, don't take me wrong. Anything out of the Holy Quran is blessing, even looking at the words. Even if you cannot read or write, and you open the Holy Quran, you look at the words, it's a blessing. Matter of fact, it is recommended for the pregnant woman to look at the Holy Quran and to look at the face of their husbands. So, inshallah, it is a blessing. That look, that vibes of the look, and waves that goes, the light that hits the words of the Holy Quran goes into the eye, has a special effect. Yes, subhanAllah. It affects the baby. La ilaha illallah. So some people only read it. Some people gain the meanings out of it. Some people see deeper than that. And of course, the deepest that they see is their teachers. And they're the highest in knowledge. And they are the a'immah, peace be upon them, who were taught by Rasulullah. And then they taught the rest of the imams. Peace be upon them. They are the ones that today they gave us the Holy Quran and its understanding. So, inshallah ta'ala, in the next session, we will begin by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim of Surah Al-Fatiha. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.